What You Need to Know About the Feud Between Rappers Drake and Pusha T by Risa Bruner. Feuds are an integral part of rap. Artists gain notoriety, win fans, and develop followings on the power of their diss tracks and clapbacks. The latest two rappers to rise to the fore of the feud landscape are Drake and Pusha T, who over Memorial Day weekend began trading insults back and forth. Pusha T, real name Terrence LeVar Thornton, is hot off the heels of releasing a new 7-track album, Daytona, on May 25th, while Drake, real name Aubrey Drake Graham, has been hyping up the June drop of his expected album, Scorpion, the follow-up to 2017's chart-blasting More Life playlist. Drake and Pusha T have a long history of beef, dating back to the early 2010s and the interlabel disputes. Mostly Pusha T tracks that criticized Drake for his loyalty to Lil Wayne and suggested a connection to a ghostwriter. Drake's label boss, Lil Wayne, is not a Pusha T fan. That sparked a back and forth between the two artists for years. The association made headlines on Friday, however, with Pusha T's Daytona release. The closing song, Infrared, takes shots at Drake. It was written like Nas, but it came from Quentin, he raps, making a reference to Quentin Miller, who Meek Mill allegedly ghostwrote a number of songs for Drake. Miller has denied the allegations in the past. In response, Drake released his own freestyle rap on SoundCloud, Duppy Freestyle, on May 26. I am in shock, he starts off the top. The nerve, the audacity. Then he rebukes Pusha T's claims, making digs at the other rapper's talent and relationship to Kanye West. Pusha T says West, currently in the midst of his own controversial moment around comments he's made on Twitter, guided Daytona. Pusha T has said he disagrees with West's politics. Don't push me when I'm in album mode, Drake warns in Duppy Freestyle. You're not even top five as far as your label talent goes. You send shots. Well, I got to challenge those. He signed off asking to be compensated for the free publicity. Pusha T fanned the flames by tweeting out Drake's song with the final lyric as his tweet. Drake responded by sharing an Instagram for an invoice for $100,000 for promotional assistance and career reviving to be paid by GOOD Music / Def Jam, Pusha T and West's label, to OVO Sound, Drake's label. That, however, was not the end. On Tuesday, Pusha T released The Story of Adeon, another diss track rapped over by Jay-Z's The Story of O.J. Beat. The art for the song appears to be a picture of Drake in blackface, wearing a shirt and hoodie emblazoned with cartoon Jim Crow images. Some, including Billboard, have speculated that the image was originally intended as a form of social commentary, possibly by a Toronto clothing brand. Devoid of context, the photo proved jarring to many. But later on Wednesday, Drake took to Instagram to address the picture, explaining the photo from 2007 was taken for a project centered on how African Americans were once wrongfully portrayed in entertainment. As for the rap in the track itself, The Story of Adeon is full of increasingly personal digs at Drake, including the assertion that Drake has a secret child. He also calls out Drake's dad, his producer's battle with multiple sclerosis, and Drake's own racial identity. Let's have a heart-to-heart about your pride. Even though you're multi, I see that your soul don't look alive, Pusha T raps. Confused always felt you weren't black enough, afraid to grow it because your fro wouldn't nap enough. Representatives for both Pusha T and Drake declined to comment to Time for this story.